It's difficult to narrow them down to three things, but the idea that our president-to-be has endorsed a national aid strategy, I think that opens the door to having kind of an open and honest discussion that goes towards the best solutions, best prevention methods, education, you know, down the road. One, obviously, I think would be to have dedicated staff within his administration that are kind of cross-pollinated from different administrations, Health and Human Services, CDC, throughout the Housing and Urban Development, all the different related agencies that could provide input towards being able to direct resources to the primary needs and communities most affected in the epidemic. Having that committee set up to work inclusively with the community, the target population, have HIV-positive people sitting as members of this committee to strategize best practices and best methods. I mean, I think that would be first and foremost. Another step in that direction would be once this committee, for lack of a better term, is set up, that within the strategy that we start laying out specific and tangible target outcomes. We don't hear often enough, if at all, specific goals set in decreasing infection rates. We've had a lot of pomp and circumstance to alert the country as well as the world that we're actually 40% more infections than originally seen, but we need to start putting out there some tangible goals set that let us know we're going in the right direction in regards to lessening infection rates and targeting people who aren't in care, targeting people who are tested and keeping them in care. So, I mean, as the plan is being set out, that includes those kind of guideposts along the way, because how do we know we're going in the right direction? We keep dumping millions and millions of dollars into funding with no real measurable way of being able to tell if we're successful or not in what we're doing. And I think the third thing also, and this, I guess, is kind of integrated in the first one, is that make sure that we have an inclusive committee of input towards this strategy, that we have an inclusive group of people that are a part of this conversation that involve people of color, that involve women, that involve transgender communities, that involve gay men, that involve injection drug using and other addictive-related communities, homelessness, that we have all the different components in place as a part of this one comprehensive national strategy to end the epidemic. In the past, I think we've had starts and stops, sporadic conversations happening in various communities at different times, but very rarely have we had an all-inclusive, comprehensive strategy that include all parties. But if you ask me tomorrow, I could probably say three other things. But I think those would be steps towards creating that national aid strategy that he has endorsed, going towards not just addressing the needs of today, but ending the epidemic once and for all.